to Horoscopes. Horoscopes.
Welcome.
Listen, when I do the research for this lovely little monthly installment to bring you guys the facts, I have a hard time not spelling horoscopes with a W in my search bars.
Me as well.
Do my light research. It's become truly all about the horoscopes. The horoscopes. You know what I'm saying.
We do.
And I'm thrilled about it. So welcome today. Listen, we're coming at you live, not live, to tell you all about what the hell is happening in July 2020 and who is having the best month ever and the worst month ever. Wah, wah. So, all of that said, Jamie, you want to give us just a little general juju on what's happening this month?
I would love to. So, some themes for this month. Looking ahead, July seems like it's going to be, honestly, like a mostly pretty bomb month.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
I fully agree.
It's good stuff mostly for everyone. We will shift out of a Mercury retrograde, so that's exciting. We get that fun summer combo of Cancer and Leo energy. And isn't that, ooh, honestly, is that not the vibe of summer love? Sort of the
honestly, like,
emotional, like, Cancer.
Yeah, emotional, beautiful, like, reckless, but also Leo. Like lazy summer, like let's lounge with each other. Let's, you know, be home.
Just caressing the bodies. Yes, yes. Mm,
day drinking. Yeah, that's very Cancer.
Ooh, in a baby pool. Okay, anyway,
yes.
Okay. I did want to make a special note, though, of a full moon / lunar eclipse in Capricorn coming up this weekend. The sun is in Cancer as well, so things will be emotional. Not necessarily bad, just emotional. So maybe expect like happy tears, relieved tears, overwhelmed tears.
You know what? I really hope you're still in quarantine. And so you may still be needing those cathartic cries.
Yeah.
I watched some old NBA draft like picks this week and also cried.
To purge yourself.
You know what? I just needed to. I needed to let out that saline. Okay.
And that's okay. It's just generally a sensitive time. But also a time when relationships may be coming into sharper focus. What do I mean by that?
What do you mean by that?
We may be starting to identify points of disharmony. So that could be a little bit uncomfortable, but be woke to this so you don't get overreactive about it. And also,
stay woke.
For sure. And be patient with others who don't understand the moon and its powers.
Do you know what? This is truly advice we can all enjoy.
I agree.
There are times to recognize some disharmony right now. Hello. It's uncomfortable. Lean into it.
For real. Lean into it and we all will learn. But obviously, Cancer season is upon us already. And a very happy birthday to the three extra special Cancers in my life. We'll be crying the most during the full moon. But Sun and Cancer will have us all giving some attention to our home life and a lot of emotional deep dives.
Some domestic goddesses. I'm here for it.
Most definitely. We also have to wish a happy early birthday to the Leos. In the later portion of the month, Leo season begins, ushering us into a dramatic, high energy, creative, and playful 4 weeks. So
I love that.
I do too. I can't wait. Honestly,
it's like your biggest, loudest sunglasses. It's like you'd wear a fur coat if it wasn't July.
Though it is.
You might be wearing feathers. You're a Leo.
It could be anything. So those are the themes generally of the month. But Austin, what are some dates that we should look out for?
Awesome. So you touched on a few of these. I'm just going to hit you with a couple big ones that we got to take note of. All right. So as was called out, listen, July 1st, first of the month, Saturn retrograde in Capricorn. Mm. For a lot of us, this means we're going to see some like slower pacing at work. For some people, truthfully, that may be a struggle. And for some people, it may be a breath of fresh air. So take note, okay? On the 5th, we've got that full moon in Capricorn and a lunar eclipse. Mm. Again, kind of looking to work and perhaps maybe even some of your home projects and that Cancery vibe. It's a time of closing some of these bigger projects, pulling things together, tying up loose ends, putting them in a bow, finito.
Mm.
On the 12th, Mercury goes direct in Cancer. This is a time, as you alluded to some domestic talks. Perhaps those home conversations, perhaps those home life conversations. It's time to dig in.
Bring them into focus.
Truly. And towards the end of the month, we're going to see on July 20th, the new moon in Cancer. This is some real family-focused change. And for a lot of the signs, I know we'll get into this, got a lot of focus on the family, Dr. Janae Dobson. Okay. So, again, on the 23rd, Sun enters Leo. And listen, honestly, shout out, this is a time for self-absorbed fun. Wear feathers.
I'm ready. Ugh, self-absorbed fun in quarantine.
Listen, I'm here for self-absorbed fun, like, pretty often.
Make videos of yourself dancing.
I mean, why not? Do it. You're at home. We hope. Guys, be safe.
Learn a TikTok.
Wear a mask. You know, learn a TikTok. Wow. I think that Leos are probably the patron saint of TikTok.
I'm going to say it's a high percentage, yeah.
Yeah, it seems, it feels right. And so, on that note, I'm going to jump into it, and I want to tell you who we're talking about first.
Yes, please.
So, in full, speaking of self-absorbed fun, I'd like to start with my fellow
it's
Geminis.
It's not Leo season
hey,
yet. Welcome, listen, Geminis.
Geminis. We just had our time to shine, and here we are. But listen, I'm going to be honest with you guys. We've got to get ready for perhaps a little bit of turbulence in our life. For the first 2 weeks of July, there might be some stressful situations that will result from perhaps misunderstandings, maybe a lack of communication. There's a certain person, perhaps, in your life who previously seemed to be friendly and cordial.
Uh-oh.
Who may have a lot of things to suddenly complain about.
It's that really disharmony they're noticing.
It's a disharmony. Mm-hmm. And just emphasize in maybe like a rude or shitty way. So, there you go.
Cool.
And here's the thing, though, sweet gems. We might have some evidence or arguments about how the situation was presented to us, you know, some facts to bring to the table. This is a time to truly be open about that, because otherwise, honestly, the atmosphere could truly become unbearable.
Oh,
so
jot it down,
okay? Sweet gems, we gotta take our time to be proactive about things here, okay? In the first week of the month, someone perhaps born under the sign of Libra, Taurus, or, you know, our favorite Scorpios, barf. Okay.
It could be.
They may rear their heads. One of these folks, it's probably not a Scorpio for me, I'm saying that right now. One of these folks, though, might be somebody who we're able to experience something new and wonderful with.
Oh.
Perhaps a long-term memory, something that you'll really carry with you for the rest of your life. So be open to it. It could be a way to, you know, maybe a gathering, hopefully virtually or socially distanced way. Or maybe you'll take a few days trip away from other people in a safe way. But it could also just be an honest conversation that completely changes your current way of looking at the world or your life or whatever it is.
Hmm.
So if this person comes around, instead of avoiding their company because you may be tempted to, because you should be, hashtag quarantine,
mm-hmm.
try to be available to this person, their circle, in safe ways, but as often as possible. And you will gain a lot from it. So jot it down, okay? Did I put enough disclaimers in there for you guys? Okay.
Absolutely.
There's my soapbox. You've heard it. So, in the middle of the month, sweet gems, we may start to attract some attention of other folks in perhaps a romantic capacity.
Oh.
The aura of sympathy around us could attract many admirers. So, note that, single gems. In case you're already in a stable relationship, think carefully if some of this attention is coming to you before you invest in an affair. And really play the pros and cons here. See if that's worth it.
Yeah, play that out, how that'll end.
Yeah, really, really think that through. Just advice you can always enjoy. However, if you're lonely, don't hesitate. Just go with the flow. Engage with these conversations. It could be the beginning of a beautiful love.
Ooh.
And at the end of the month, sweet gems, this is, again, as we said in kind of the early rundown, this is a time you really want to be devoted to your family and any kind of related matters. And also, jot it down, don't forget about your health. You may have seen a little bit of a decline lately. This is a time to kind of reel that in and really invest. Also, listen, you're having some like constantly reoccurring infections or headaches. I've got the headaches. It's not a bad time to do those checkups on your health. Jot it down. Who are we talking about next?
Next, I'm going to take it to Scorpio, just for you.
Oh, God.
Scorpions, do you have a secret dream? They love secrets. I won't speculate on what that could be. But you may have an opportunity in July to make that top secret dream come true. Hopefully this is a well-intentioned TSD, I'd like to call it.
Top Secret Dreams. Yeah. I'm calling Top Secret Dreams TSDs from now on. That's new. And it, write it down.
It could copyright. Be. Okay. The TSD could be as simple as maybe something like a karaoke fantasy. I know I have a co-host who has that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or it could be maybe as big as going into space. Don't quote me. Wow. But I mean, some astronauts, I'm sure, are Scorpios. And NASA's launching again, so it's not out of the question.
That's true.
Anyway, July has closure and full circle vibes for the Scorpions.
Okay.
Financially, there may be an old project. So speaking of full circle, there may be an old project or investment, maybe a venture that you thought was long lost. Somehow you may receive another opportunity at this venture or a late turnaround in the profits. So basically an old financial shame could be healed this July.
Oh, okay.
Interpersonally, same thing, but slightly less positive. You'll finally solve a sort of interpersonal puzzle that's been bothering you involving someone in your immediate circle. Be gentle with confrontations about these epitomes you may have had about them or secret information you learn about this person.
Secret information. You love secrets.
It's July's all about the secrets for the Scorpions, which is obviously on theme. I know you guys love it. But basically, as you find out this perhaps troubling thing about someone close to you, try not to be too harsh or feel slighted by them keeping the secret. Remember that you have also your own secrets. And
don't you?
Yeah, you don't know their intentions, so keep maybe a cool head about it. Then work, mostly a no-brainer. Be aware of over-laziness and slacking, particularly around the holiday weekend coming up. But otherwise, work kind of fades into the background for Scorpios this month.
Okay, okay.
Who is next?
Well, listen, it would be wrong not to give an early welcome to the sweet Cancers. It is your time to shine.
Welcome, happy birthday.
Welcome and happy birthday. Listen, changes regarding your professional life are awaiting you this July, sweet Cancers. You could be surprised because your career can really gain some momentum here, okay? It's going to be positive things. And here's the thing. These opportunities are not going to come around without the help of perhaps a high-ranking or influential person. Could be one of your parents, could be a mentor or a colleague, another family member, anything like that. But July for you, sweet Cancers, is really all about ambition. So you need to direct all the forces you have in one direction. Hey,
get
One Direction.
That focus.
Hey, Harry Styles.
Oh,
okay.
Watermelon
to
sugar.
Achieve your goal. Heyo. So listen, you got to take care of these relationships with people who exercise power in your life. You're going to need their help to gain real success here. And that's always good advice. Don't flake on your contacts. It's truly advice we can all enjoy.
Yeah, you want that hand up, be consistent.
That's right. And listen, good relationships are useful in business, but they are also useful in love. So for you to really continue to facilitate those good relationships, you need to start looking after your loved one perhaps a little bit more. But here's the thing, sweet crabs, you're good at that. You're nurturers, you're Cancers. Let's talk about it. So, in the first place, honestly, take care of a romantic atmosphere. And honestly, I know this isn't hard for you, and so it even feels weird to tell you, but this is truly a good time to talk about your feelings as often as possible.
It does feel odd to encourage that, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's all Cancers do. Hi, I'm a double Cancer on the flip side.
But
and
it's fine,
I know.
Of course.
It's,
yes.
Listen, you know, here, truly. So all of that said, listen, I know I'm pushing you into something that feels natural, but perhaps your openness at this time that's, you know, tumultuous in some ways, it's really going to help relationships with your partner. And listen, our charts are full of all sorts of things. So remember this. It's a good time to talk about your feelings. And if you start having kind of some personal problems here or having difficulties with that kind of thing, a person you can turn to at this time perhaps would be another Cancer who might have some deep understanding and also perhaps a Capricorn. So be on the lookout. I think a Capricorn actually could be a great balance. And if you need somebody to vent to, well, Cancers love to vent to Cancers and that Cancer back to the other. It's a
and
really
that's
beautiful,
a circle.
Emotional game of ping pong.
You just kind of picture two crabs approaching each other and locking claws and then just spinning in a circle
dancing.
Forever.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It would be like
no
a
beginning
paint with
or
all
end.
The colors of the wind sequence in a Disney film, you know? Yeah. No yeah. beginning, no end. Feels right. So listen, if someone extends a helping hand to you at this time, don't be ashamed to say yes to it, okay? And perhaps that hand is a claw. All right.
It could
so
be.
Listen, it could be a claw. We can't know. So also of just a slight note, listen, there may be someone in your life, you know who I'm talking about, who has been waiting to hear from you for a long time.
Oh my.
Don't let this go on any longer. Put your pride in your pocket and take the first step. Just jot that down as a final note on July. But truly, happy birthday. Lean into feelings and domestic bliss. We
it's
know
your
you
power.
Love it. It's your superpower.
And it's
now
your time.
Is really the time. You got it. You love quarantine, maybe a little bit more than other people.
It's most true. Favorite
it's
time
possible.
Of year.
You, honestly, it could be. We can't know. Who are we talking about next?
Next, I'm going to bring it over to myself and talk about the Aquariuses. Aquarians. Mm. Assemble. So, Aquarians, we enter July with a bit of excitement and a bit of anxiety.
Feels right.
Maybe more than a bit. But hold on. We have a lot of opportunities this month and maybe some luck too. But know that it will be a fairly intense month. At the end of the month, we'll probably look back, our arms aching from our water buckets that we've been carrying, bearing for humanity. And we may feel that this month we have lived a year in 31 days.
Oh, wow.
But there's a big life change on the horizon for many of us. That could be moving, a wedding, new job, retirement, some kind of life phase change, basically.
Oh, wow. This feels right.
Things are landing for me. But
it's all happening live.
It's all happening.
It's all happening live.
It's what happens when we do the astrology podcast a week later. Anyway, things start coming true before we can tell them. So, sorry.
It's factual.
Allow yourself to be and allow myself to be excited by these coming changes.
Beautiful.
Because mostly, apparently, astrology sites are telling me that it will go pretty smoothly. And we actually don't have a lot to be anxious about. Unnecessary.
Oh, it's great news.
It's excellent news. And even if it's untrue, I'm going to lean into that because it's going to ease my present tense.
Advice we can truly all enjoy.
Absolutely. But as I said, we are far more up to these challenges than we feel we are. So relax and take it as it comes.
I love it.
At work, we will have the opportunity to strengthen our bonds with our colleagues and display maybe some impressive creativity. So we love that. Oh. That's exciting.
We love to see it.
Get to be seen a little for that. The only catch with this is that we need to be cool with playing a supporting role. So if we can check our egos, like not be in charge, basically we could win an Oscar for the role of shouting girl in van number 3. You feel me?
That's good. I like that. I like that a lot. Yes.
Also, we have to avoid quarrels or misunderstandings or we will ruin all of our luck this month. So please, please make note of that.
Noted.
In love, not a ton to report. Singles will have a fairly average month and those in relationships will have a pretty smooth time. But there's enough other shit going on. So thank God for that. It's calm.
Facts.
Who is next?
Next, we're talking about the sweet Virgos, baby. Listen, for you Virgos, July is going to be a good prospect for spiritual and artistic matters. So in your free time, this is a great time to really reflect on the path that you're taking in your personal as well as professional life and growth. Really lean into it. It's going to be a great time to reflect on your values in life and what's really important to you. But be careful as you approach people, especially folks who talk a big talk, maybe have some grandiose promises. Mm-hmm. They may turn out to be classic cheats. So just, you know, proceed with caution.
There are some other cheat notes later in the horoscopes.
I don't love to hear about the cheats, but it happens. Okay. Listen, work for you, sweet Virgos. July is going to be a fruitful month. You're going to manage to do a lot in it.
It's always a fruitful month for a Virgo.
I mean, really, this is about these creative matters, and you know you love it. Energy is going to spread through you here. Also, just as a side note, listen, if you've thought about it or this is something you do, it's really a great prognosis for working with children right now, sweet Virgos.
Oh, my.
So if you feel compelled to help out some youngsters, a little bit of mentorship, that kind of thing, now would be a really great time to lean into that, especially in the creative fields. Now, listen, I also want to note that you might start to feel some loneliness this month. Don't miss the opportunity to socialize. However, you have to facilitate that in these weird times. Because despite everything, participating in these opportunities is really important, because otherwise you're going to turn yourself into perhaps a little bit more of a loner than you want to be or feel is healthy.
And it's not who you are.
It's not who you are. And listen, a lot of happiness truly awaits you this month, and you're going to find it alongside perhaps a sensitive, creative, and extremely romantic person.
Oh my.
There were some whisperings in the Zodiac about fishermen, and I don't know if that's biblical or just weird, but if you know someone who's into fish, or I don't know, I cooked
maybe they're
up a Pisces.
Whole fish.
Maybe it's me. We can't know. Maybe it's a Pisces. Things about fish. That said, they could be a great friend for you. And you may really be able to spend a lot of hours with this person in some really honest conversations, full Cancer feels. Let's talk about it, including deep feelings. And together, you're going to be able to really consider your values and learn more about the world around you. And that is truly advice we can all enjoy. Last note for you, sweet Virgos. In the middle of the month, the moon, which will be in a new moon phase, right?
Mm-hmm. Gone.
It's going to push you. Yeah, you know. We'll pay special attention to matters related to family, home, and finances. That's a good thing to lean into at this time. It's going to push you that way. It's correct. Do it. Okay. Who are we talking about next?
Next, let's do Leo. And I apologize for waiting this long into the show and not doing you up top like we should have. But that cannot be changed now because I won't do it. So, Leos. A happy early birthday. But also, what the actual fuck? Things are lining up for you to have another, quote, highly successful month due to various sources, whatever that means for you. Honestly, I truly believe that, like, success is internally defined. So congratulations.
Shout out.
And look forward to that. But you've been hyper productive through this bizarre spring, and that is not changing now. You're just going to keep on going. You may have to grit your teeth a little this month, but you have that fiery internal motivation. And you may be noticed by the boss at work. They may take note of a little extra labor, extra effort, or maybe even just like your passion, because like I said, you're on fire as usual.
Passion.
You will also be getting all of the money you need or were concerned about in the next couple of weeks. And don't
Love
quote
to
me
hear
on
that. Okay.
Don't. Yeah, I don't want to be held accountable for that statement, but it's I put it out
we're
there.
We're not astrologers, just to remind you all.
No, we are something more adjacent to reporters.
Yes, more adjacent. We'll say more adjacent.
In relationships, Leos, things are good and fun. If you're single, you'll have some good opportunities and some extra charms to meet someone after the 15th. So, like, kind of wait till your time. Like, you'll get some extra souped up power.
Don't get over eager. We know you, Leos.
Exactly. Chomping at the fucking bit. But this person maybe has a little extra special something for you. They're kind of a super special match. They could end up being a long-term partner, maybe not. But like you mentioned with, I believe it was Gemini, you will have a special and unique connection with this person, and it's going to kind of flip something over in you. And that part might not ever go back. So whether you know this person for an afternoon, a week, or they're become your long-term partner, something about this person is going to change you a little.
I love that.
I know, it's very exciting. Partnered Leos, you will have a pretty smooth time. You'll feel close and connected with your partner, but know that they may not be asking you, but they might need a little extra support this month. So just be present and attentive, make like a Cancer, because honestly, like, you shouldn't be going a lot of places anyway, so hopefully.
That's right. Advice we can all enjoy.
Just going to nail that in again. Anyway.
Tap.
Socially, Leos, you've been feeling maybe a little lonely, maybe a little abandoned, but that will flip and reverse in the first 2 weeks of the month. So just
put your thing down, flip it,
and
reverse it.
Exactly. And your social needs in the second half of the month, once it's your time, your season, will be fulfilled. Who we got now?
We're talking about the sweet Capricorns. What's going on?
My chart is mostly Capricorn.
Yeah, well, that checks out.
I know.
The only thing you really need in the coming days is to escape from everything, sweet Caps. You need a rest from the surrounding hustle and bustle, noise, daily duties, and problems. You need a moment for yourself and for yourself only. You need to calmly consider matters related to feelings, okay? Mm-hmm. And being alone, you have the best chance of thinking it over and reaching deep conclusions. So clarity. Hear me out on this. Truly, it's better to stop looking for love and understanding outside of yourself.
Oh,
because
my.
Because you're going to be unpleasantly disappointed. You got to look within right now. This is a time to look inward, take a little bit of a break from some things, invest in a little bit of solitude to really work through it. Okay? But great news. At work, you're going to be able to shine. And in the end, you're going to get some recognition, perhaps from a boss, perhaps from a peer, who's really going to see your talent and great possibilities. Mm. And honestly, it's all thanks to the unique skills you have. And Sweet Caps, we know you love to see it, okay? So listen, if you continue this way, you have a great chance to achieve a long-awaited promotion, perhaps, if that's something that's been on the table for you or you've been striving for through these recent months or years, right? And in the middle of the month is really the best time for you for business meetings, any public appearances you might be called to, if that's something that's in your line of work. And it could be a challenge for you, but success is going to open the door to new opportunities through these challenges. So be open to them and lean into it. We know you love to lean into your work, Capricorns. We know you do. At home, perhaps a person born under the sign of Virgo or Pisces is going to be the best companion for you in the coming days. Admittedly, you might not be tempted with humor and enthusiasm because you're really desiring this peace, quiet, and rest for yourself. Mm. So, and again, this is advice we can truly all enjoy in these COVID times, but skip the noisy clubs, parties, crowded patios, and etc. Organized, maybe by friends, by the world, I don't know. Just avoid it.
Okay. Yeah.
Advice we can all enjoy.
Get a beer, get in your hammock, and just put on noise-canceling headphones.
Beautiful. And listen, in July, you're going to feel the best in nature, Capricorns. Mm. In the company, perhaps, of a person who also loves the peace and quiet like you. Perhaps you take a walk together, enjoy a long conversation. This is going to help you feel the relief and balance you need. So pencil it in this month, Capricorns. Pencil it in. Who are we talking about next?
Next, I would like to talk about Pisces.
Okay.
So Pisces, in July, like your Aquarius neighbors, me, you will experience a lot of change, but you're ready for all of it, and you feel ready, able, and above all, right now you're feeling especially free. So that's cool.
Okay.
I like that.
That's great. I love it.
Your emotional development may be kind of at the forefront of your mind. Talk to people who are close to you about this, and they will be supportive and helpful. So don't be nervous about going to people about trying to work out some emotional issues you're having.
Mm.
Because you will find that they are already ready to help you talk through whatever you need, emotional or logistical, and they may have even had a hunch about it. So maybe you're not hiding things as well as you thought.
You are not alone. Mm.
Not alone. Career-wise, things may feel a little shaky at the beginning of the month, and like, you're not alone. Many, many people are feeling shaky about their jobs right now. But put on your best face for some important meetings while you try to stabilize or maybe just change your work situation. Around the middle of the month, there may be an interesting offer from someone in another city, country, or just outside the field of your experience. Basically, someone who is a proverbial foreigner to you.
Okay.
Extend an interesting opportunity.
Oh, I like that. I love
it. I do too. It's very mysterious. But this could be a crossroads in your
perhaps
life.
Perhaps a PSD. We can't know.
It could. A TSD?
Excuse me. I've made it a personal secret dream. But you know what? It could be a top secret dream. Whatever it is.
It's either one.
Feels right.
But keep your emotional life healthy above all else, because there is going to be a lot of excitement and a lot of stress. So manage any new monies carefully as well. Keep an eye on that.
Advice we can all enjoy.
Absolutely. And keep an eye on your money. Spend wisely, even though you may, and this is good news, experience perhaps we could call a cash injection in July.
Okay. Oh, wow. All right. Sign me up.
Hang on to some of that. Spend what you need, and just know that like you might need that money later, but like super cool that you're getting it now.
Hey, it's a great time, you know, to
get a cash injection,
funds, to pay off some debts with a cash injection. You know, it's good. It's a good time to do it. I'm just saying.
Maybe a stimulus just for the Pisces. Actually, I would hate that.
No, send it to everyone.
Okay. Everyone. Anyway, family relationships, they may feel tense, especially with more distant relatives and toward the end of the month. Keep your expectations in check and your demands minimal so that you don't push this situation too far. A little time and a little space could do everybody a lot of good.
Okay.
Who is next?
Next, we are talking about the sweet Libras.
Libras. Okay.
Listen, Libras, lean into this Cancer shit because in July, it's important for you to pay attention to really anything related to your feelings, okay? Hmm. Make sure that the relationships that connect you and your other half are better and warmer at this point in time. But listen, I gotta tell you, don't count on everything to be totally easygoing and or without problems.
Mm.
But it's a great time for you to really show greater enthusiasm as well as patience, because the effects you may, you know, be working towards, you're gonna have to wait a bit for them, but it's coming, okay?
Mm.
That said, for you, sweet Libras, focus is really on work and money in July, okay? So, check it out. If you're a freelancer, this is a time that you got to start looking around you because you have a chance to meet someone perhaps very special in that process, especially in the second week of the month. So, keep your eyes open and your head up. Keep it swiveling all the way around, exorcism
constantly
style.
Okay. Swiveling, yes.
Constantly swiveling.
You'll get that attention.
In the second half of July, you can decide on bold moves related to financial matters without worry. Jot it down. Don't buy a boat. Don't buy a boat. Honestly, don't buy a boat. Don't get crazy. Okay. But make sure that your plans and actions are covered only by investment-related issues. A boat is not really that, okay? Listen.
Hey.
But this is not a time to borrow other large sums of money. Don't mix your business with pleasures
such as buying a boat as an investment for business.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you're planning to entertain clients on the boat, it's not a good move.
You're mixing business and pleasure.
Indeed.
Look at you go, Libras. We told you not to. Stop it.
They love it.
Stop looking at yachts, okay? Listen, but this behavior, you can lose a person close to your heart. So be careful. Again, don't do it. Also, listen. Carefully approach projects in which participation guarantees a quick opportunity to get rich. These get rich quick
schemes. This is
not for you.
Yeah.
Jamie loves a get rich quick scheme. She has our entire 2 decades of friendship. I have many stories
about
that.
It's provided a lot of memories.
Don't do that, okay? Anyway, you shouldn't be doing that, especially if it concerns projects where there are any uncertainties or doubts. You can get lost in financial matters this month, so it will be good if you save all expenses and income meticulously. You're really tied up in this. You're really thinking about money, okay? Mm. And even better, you know what? If you have a trusted person in your life, your partner or someone else of counsel, look to them, seek advice, lean on the person if you work with the CPA, whatever it is, to help you stay responsible with your accounts right now.
Mm.
And also, sweet Libras, at the end of the month, listen, I gotta be real with you. You have the propensity to perhaps be disappointed with a person you treated as a friend previously.
Oh.
If it happens, if this person is perhaps someone who doesn't keep their word, is doing something you don't think they should be doing, listen.
Acting unfairly, you hate that.
Truly. Don't get super upset. You know, in this, honestly, it's better to go on with your own agenda. And really, pity about it is for nerves. Don't dwell in it. Move forward. Don't let it stop what you're doing. It's a good note, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Jamie, before we get to the worst month and the best month, who just didn't quite make the cut for extremes?
The last semi-regular is Taurus. And you guys have had some bad times and some good times. I feel like we've done a lot of Taurus highlights, so it's a regular one. We really have. Taurines, or whatever your plural is.
Tauri.
Things have been changing in your life lately. Maybe it's a move, a job change, a roommate, or maybe like health issues that are preventing you from doing something. Maybe you can't drive because your leg's broken. I'm not sure what it is, but you have some kind of logistical...
That was an interesting example.
But there's like some kind of logistical issue like in your home life and like your functionality right now. So like
heard
something day to day is like really challenging. It's going to be important for you to take care of your physical health above all else to cope with that through July. And some of these stressors are not just in regards to your living situation or maybe your broken leg, but could be work related and generally are weakening your immune system. And in these corona perhaps resurgence times, we just have to encourage you to take care of your immune system. Be also faithful to your beliefs when they are inevitably tested this month. But try not to see that as mutually exclusive to compromise. So,
okay.
Sweet, sweet Taurines, you have an opportunity for some growth and some learning and like some positive changes in relationships this month, but it's going to be contingent on your ability to compromise. So I understand that for you, compromise can feel like giving up, but please just know that you're wrong. Just know that it's not, compromise is not giving up, that you can learn something and like still hold your own beliefs.
Taurines don't like compromise and they don't like being wrong. So good luck.
Just let's be open to gray area is all we're saying. That's okay. All. Just be open. A Pisces or a Virgo will be a key person in your life this month. Your interactions will greatly improve your emotional and financial spheres. So that's great. Going to be feeling good. Thicken that wallet. Excellent. This person can also help you resolve your cognitive dissonance about the aforementioned compromise. So workshop those issues with this Virgo or Pisces, and maybe you'll feel better about the situation where you have to compromise something.
Could be great.
Other little note, these large changes or logistical changes in your life that are stressing you out may have you considering being deceptive or even maybe scamming someone. So know, though, that you will be caught if you do this. You're not going to be good at it. And the person who you're trying to scam is like extra diligent and they're not going to miss anything. So just don't fucking do it. And yeah, if just keep your wits about you, keep your integrity, try to be sweet and open, and you'll have an all right month. But if you act like an asshole, people will be assholes back, and that's the deal.
Well, that's what happens. That's a fact.
It is indeed. And so with that, we have to move on to the superlatives, the best and the worst of the month. So, Austin, who is having the worst month in July?
With great dismay, I am sorry to say that who I keep saying is going to be my husband, you sweet Sagittarians.
I should have known by process of elimination, but I didn't.
A rough month. I know. I keep saying I'm going to marry a Sag. It's completely unfounded. I don't know why I'm saying this.
It's fine.
I feel called to it. Anyway, I'm sorry. You're not having a great July. Listen, this is a time for you right now that you really, it's clear, you need to pause. You maybe have a lot of balls in the air, a lot of projects. You need to slow it down. You've been working on a lot of stuff for some time, and now it's time for a break. You may be more willing to do a lot of stuff at home right now, which isn't a bad thing.
Definitely unless, not right now, yeah.
Right. After the first week of the month, optimally, you'll be at this slower pace. You're going to limit your field of activity, and really, it's not the best time to exert more effort. So don't feel lazy or shitty about this. It's just take a break.
Okay? Sometimes it's not time to expand, and that's okay.
It's not always time. Now, unfortunately, there's perhaps a certain person, it seems like maybe in your immediate family, who's feeling really lonely right now. You really can step up here and be someone who shows this individual more attention and really devote time to them. So check in on your loved ones. It's important. It's tough times. That said, listen, household chores, don't complain about these. They're going to completely absorb your free time.
But
Don't be pissed about it, okay? Just roll with it.
Is this an invasion? Time. Infestation, I mean?
I hope not. I'm not wishing termites on you, but we can't know.
God, no.
It's not a great month. Now, on a lightly brighter side, whatever like turbulence and tense stuff perhaps has been going on in like a love or romantic relationship, this may settle down a little bit right now because really the theme of July for you is a settling down and a slowing help of pace. Listen, help. So work-wise, at the end of the month, I'm going to be honest with you, get ready for, like, a lot of stressful work events.
Here it comes.
Might be, like, some nervous atmosphere between colleagues. Try to master that situation because of your slowed down pace and really show other people what peace means. But I would be lying to you if I didn't say at work you're going to be around a lot of chaotic energy. Okay. Mm-hmm. Just it's not. Okay. It's tough. Maybe you're working somewhere that's kind of opening back up or re-expanding and people are going to be nervous. And it's going to be a little wild. So.
And these disharmonies, be aware that everyone is like somehow becoming keenly aware of the things that they dislike about each other.
It's true. It's really true. Listen, in the middle of the month, somebody may pay you a visit, and they're not going to stay, like, a wild amount of time or anything like that. You're not going to be happy about it, though. So with, you know, whatever might you have, show some kindness, be cordial, and don't let them know that whatever this meeting is, like, not welcomed by you, okay? Because one of these guests or people you cross paths with might have something pretty important to tell you, and you should listen. So jot it down, okay? I'm sorry to be the bearer of ill news. It's a little intense, but don't be pissed about the slower pace. You know, it's good for you right now, I promise.
It's a summer speed. Maybe take Fridays off.
Maybe take Fridays off. You might not be able to. A lot of chaotic.
Maybe do it anyway. I'm joking. Oh, yeah. I'm fully joking. Don't do that.
That's not advice we
it's
can
not,
all enjoy.
It's not for anyone.
Well, and after this sad report, Jamie, can you tell us, let's lighten the mood. Who is having the best month
ever? All right. Yeah, here I am to turn it around. Here we go. The best month. And you guys have really been in the shitter. I mean, if I'm honest, it's Aries.
Oh.
Cue the applause. And
cue it.
You're welcome for finally a reprieve. Aries, this July, you will be on fire. Maybe it's partially because, like, it's going to be Leo time and that's like a fire situation. I don't know. I don't know your full chart. But maybe
we can't know it.
I can't.
Don't send it in.
I don't have time for that. But
you thought about it though.
I did. Okay. Maybe you've been in a little rut. Maybe quarantine blues. Maybe real kind of like kinship dramas were getting you down. But that is mostly done for right now. Your head will be full of new ideas, and your fiery passion will be your greatest asset this month.
Oh, I love that. Okay.
Take advantage of opportunities to develop your professional skills. You have a little extra aptitude, creativity, and drive right now. So fucking congratulations.
Congrats.
And here's the kicker. You may even discover a hidden talent or talents.
Oh.
What?
Wow.
And maybe it's just turning your eyelids inside out. Do you remember when people used to do that?
Oh, wow. That's so gross. I still have nightmares about a kid in grade school who could do that, like, too quickly.
Yeah. There's a deep cut in my brain. Anyway, relationship stuff, Aries. It's maybe been, like, a rough 6 months or so for you guys that are in long-term relationships. I know it's been rough. However, you'll finally have the opportunity to rekindle some romantic feelings with your partner.
Oh, that's great.
It is so great. And again, congratulations. And maybe it's them being amazing, or maybe it's your extra dose of creativity and fire that's melting that ice.
That's right.
With all of that said, be careful not to overdo it this month. This is the only kind of word of caution I have at all, is just that it will be difficult to slow down. It'll be very difficult to say no.
You're on fire.
You're literally on fire. You love to socialize. You have tons of ideas. You're moving quickly. Like, things are heating up at home again. I mean, really, you're doing it all. So hopefully you're quarantining, but if you're not, please be careful. But generally, take care of yourself. Get good sleep. Take time by yourself also. I know that you're a social creature, but you need time alone to recharge.
Advice we can all enjoy.
Absolutely. Or you could become prone to illness with all of this manic hustling.
Oh, wow.
And pandemic.
You don't want to be prone to illness right now. Listen, now's not the time.
You don't. And we're pretending it's over, but it's not over. So just, like, keep...
It's not over.
Your manic hustling in check and take care of yourself. But congratulations on having an amazing month. And I'm so sorry that you guys have been really struggling for quite a long time, and I hope that this is a reprieve.
Oh, I'm excited for the light at the end of your tunnel, sweet Aries.
Me too. But that's July, so I hope that I don't know. I hope that my horoscope is mostly true. Yours seems pretty interesting as well. Please keep me posted on who that stranger that enters your life is.
I love strangers. Bring them to me. I don't know how to find them lately, and that's really a problem.
That is challenging. Yeah, even the mailman is. We see him every day.
It's not enough. It's not enough. I tell you what, though, as July comes to a close, let us know how it panned out. I don't know. Ours sound pretty interesting. I hope yours are, too.
Did you have a stranger appear for you that we mentioned?
Maybe. We hope. As always, if you did, you can let us know on the internet via email at whyyoulikethispod@gmail.com, on Instagram at whyyoulikethispod, or on Twitter at WAYLTTweets. And we will see you in a few Thursdays past to let you know what the hell is happening in August.
Bye.
Bye.